This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you had almond milk in your coffee today or on your cereal, maybe the nuts themselves from which the milk comes probably came from the enormous almond industry here in California. So many trees that they take up just about the same amount of land as Delaware. Powering all those trees are billions of bees shipped in from all over the country to pollinate. But as Annette McGivney reported in The Guardian the other day, it is risky work for the apiary workforce. Annette, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kai. Thank you.
Tell me about this guy, Dennis Arp, this beekeeper that you start your piece with.
So Dennis Arp is a beekeeper in northern Arizona. He's been keeping bees for three decades or more, and he started out just starting to keep bees for honey production. But then he got in the 1980s, started renting out his bees to almond growers in California. So he now splits his business between keeping bees just for honey production and selling honey in the regional area around Flagstaff, and then sending his bees to California for almond pollination.
And what we come to learn in this piece is that in taking his bees to California for almond pollination, that is not good for his hives.
Right. Like Dennis Arp and all beekeepers are subjecting their bees to some very big risks by sending them to California to pollinate almonds.
What's the risk? I mean, isn't that their job to pollinate almonds?
Right. Well, bees, they do like to work hard and stay busy, but the almond industry has grown so substantially over the last 15 years that 70% of all commercialized bees in the United States are now being used to pollinate almonds. And in 2000, the almond industry was producing 700 million pounds of almonds. In 2018, 2019, it was 2.3 billion pounds of almonds. That is a lot of work the bees have to do.
So why is Dennis Arp and why are all these other almond farmers, or beekeepers rather, why do they keep doing this to their bees?
Well, they've got themselves in a situation where it's so profitable to send their bees to California. They get paid $200 per hive. The second largest crop in the United States that's pollinated by bees is apples, and apples only fetch $53 per hive. Mm. So it's very profitable for the beekeepers. But it also costs them a lot because beekeepers are losing at least 30% of their bees every year. They die, you know, directly or indirectly from the pollination that's happening. And so they are spending money to keep their bees alive and do things to try and meet their almond contract.
Yeah.
And so they're spending this money, they're going into debt. And so they need to increase their revenue to pay their debt. So they're in a catch-22 situation.
Yeah. And not to get all capitalist here, but that's what the money's for, right? They're getting $200 per hive for almonds over 50 for apples because of the risk, right? I mean, that's the deal.
That's right. The almonds fetch $200 per hive because they're in such demand, because the quantity of almonds that are being produced keeps increasing, whereas the number of hives in the country has stayed the same since 2000.
Yeah, this is not a one-to-one comparison here, but should we feel bad for drinking all this almond milk, those who drink almond milk?
Well, I don't think you should feel bad in terms of just drinking any plant-based milk. It's so much better for the environment than dairy. But it's true that you should maybe take another look about almond milk and kind of the impact on bees that goes into making that almond milk.
And Annette McGivney is a writer and journalist based in Flagstaff, Arizona, writing in The Guardian about beekeepers and almonds. Annette, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Sure. Thank you so much, Kai.